Okay, Shona Leisai, Shona Leisai. I thought it would make sense tonight to talk about Inyana Diyayma. So, we have Shabbos with Tammuz, and we have the 3 weeks, the Ben HaMetzarim in general. So, okay, we've talked about this plenty, or I've already just heard this last week, but that we want to approach the 3 weeks with the understanding that this is a time, a very chashuv time for connection, very chashuv time for growth, and avoid some of the pitfalls experienced by the conscientious in terms of feeling like we should be feeling sadder, the understanding that emotions are not necessarily up to us to decide, and therefore to put our focus on trying to focus on the points, to appreciate the points that would arouse those emotions. But really, we would call it, what's in our hands is to be focusing on the awareness rather than the emotions. Hope that the emotions will come. They should come. They should come. But that's not the focus, and that's not the gauge. That's not the gauge. So, let's talk a little bit about Shavuos Tammuz, which is one which provides its own independent dynamic. We think of Shavuos Tammuz in terms of kind of like a lead up to Tisha B'Av, to the Churban. But the truth is that it has its own, in a sense, lead up to the Churban. What happened on Shavuos Tammuz? After Shavuos Tammuz was Havka Ahir, right? The city was broken into, and which ultimately led to the Churban. So you kind of think of it as the first stage of the Churban. But it has its own independent aspect, besides the fact that there were really five things that happened on Shavuos Tammuz, right? Each of those has to be studied in their own right. Maybe we should run through them briefly soon. But just to note one specific independent aspect is that the Churban of Yerushalayim is not just kind of like the greater Churban of the Beit HaMikdash. We have to understand what Yerushalayim was for us. Meaning, Beit HaMikdash was one thing. Churban of Yerushalayim was, I wouldn't say another thing. Obviously, it's connected. But what was Yerushalayim, right? In a sense, you might say, Havka Ahair basically means, this is when Yerushalayim was overrun. This is when we lost Yerushalayim. We lost the Beit HaMikdash 3 weeks later. Perhaps theoretically, they wouldn't have run the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we would have continued been able to continue doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe, I don't know. Whatever the case is, in order to appreciate the loss of Yerushalayim, we have to appreciate what Yerushalayim was. And this means connecting to the realities of the past. We say in the Shir Shel Yoim, appreciate, David HaMelech provided us with a few very, very great gifts. One of those gifts was Yerushalayim. It wasn't just that he built a capital city. What was the nature of that capital city? What was David envisioning? What was he trying to achieve? To understand that David's achievements were achievements that provided the Jewish people with something of eternal value. What did he provide us with? Well, he provided us with David HaMelech himself. That's one thing he provided us with, right? That is an entity of eternal value that we continue to draw inspiration from until now, right? David HaMelech as a, David HaMelech as an entity, David HaMelech as a piece of our history and as a piece of our heritage. But he provided us with a few other such things. He provided us with the Tehillim. He provided us with, and one of the great gifts that he gave us was a Yerushalayim. A Yerushalayim was something that David envisioned, and that David was Moisa Nefesh to build. What was he envisioning there? It wasn't it wasn't just a capital. On the contrary, it was probably unique in the fact that the palace of the king was secondary to the Beis HaMikdash in terms of what Yerushalayim featured. So we say it in the Mizmar of Monday, Gadol Hashem umuhu al me'oid be'ir elekeinu har kodshoi. Hashem is greatly and exceedingly mehulo. Okay, everybody knows what that means. Mehulo, be'ir elikeinu ha'kodshoy, in the city of Hashem. In other words, what David was trying to create was a city of Hashem, meaning what? A zone. A city is much more, the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis HaMikdash, it's the Mokam HaAvoida. It's not a place of life, right? It's not a place of day to day. This was an expansion of, if the Beis HaMikdash epitomized the experience of closeness to Hashem, David HaMelech wanted to have a city, a metropolis of Godel Hashem u'mulol ma'od. You walked in there and that was the reality. The greatness of Hashem was pulsing in the streets. This is what you were affected by when you came in there. Right? Continue a couple of psukim. If any says call it out here, because it's something. Elikim ba'al minoy seho noydale misgav. The great structures of Yerushalayim spoke out Hashem, right? Elikim ba'al minoy seho, in the great structures of Yerushalayim. We're not talking necessarily about the Beis HaMikdash now, right? You know, the value of Churvais Yerushalayim, right? The person calls Mechala, Kilu Bona Achas Mechurvais Yerushalayim. The Havai, the reality, the atmosphere, the electricity in the air of Yerushalayim was something transforming. And this was something deliberately designed by David HaMelech. He wanted to create something that ultimately, really what that did was, it enhanced. It provided a certain core that then enhanced the atmosphere of all of Eretz Yisrael, right? Chazal tell us, a person who came to Yerushalayim, sleeping over in Yerushalayim, brought a person to a place of, you know, Noki Mechatoim, right? The experience of being Yerushalayim, right? We've all had experiences in terms of, let's say, intensity of Am Nirayim, intensity of Yom Kippur. We walk out of Shul on Yom Kippur. Think about the higher Yom Kippurs in your life. Right, Yom Kippur is always an elevating Yom Kippur, and everything leading up to it, right? The whole system of the Yom Kippur is something elevating. It's something purifying. Right, you step out of Shul Matzah Yom Kippur, feeling in a different place. Right, that's really the preface. That's Agdama. That's the entry to the Simcha of Sukkos. Going to Yerushalayim and spending a night there had that effect. You came in there, it's like lahavdil a million elef alvei avdolos. You go to one of these cities that is dedicated to entertainment, right? You go to one of these cities that's dedicated to entertainment. Not like, you know, many cities in the world, you walk into the street, okay, it's basically the same as other cities. It's not like you walk in there and there's just, you walk in and you're in a different zone, right? But when you walk into one of these cities, which is Mamish, I'm drawing like on the opposite extreme in order to illustrate the point. You walk in and you are experiencing the Havai. How do you say Havai? How do you say Havai in English? You're experiencing the air. You're experiencing a different type of zone. Yeah, the ambiance of what the city is. You're moved into the atmosphere. You're moved into the spirit. And often in an intense way, right? This is what David HaMelech was trying to create in Yerushalayim. You walked into Yerushalayim, you walked into a city pulsing with Kvod Hashem. You walked into a city pulsing with the grandeur of Avodas Hashem, where you are exposed to, of course, again, the Beis HaMikdash epitomized this, watching the Kohanim Avodasam, the speed and the precision with the intense focus while they were doing it. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, what was outside, what was in the vicinity, what was going on around there? Just one example, David HaMelech himself, king, will often be the role model of the people. He's an icon. He's a role model of the people, right? David HaMelech, Chazal tell us that he caused an effect among all of Klal Yisrael. What the king does, the socks that the king wears create fashions, right? So David HaMelech, the people of Yerushalayim saw the light on in his room. After Chatzos, from Chatzos and on, it was Oisik Batoira. This is completely out of range for a king. Kings lived luxuriously, right? Luxuriously meant, right, we're told. Why is Man Kriya Shema 3 hours into the day? Which is a mazel for all of us, except for David. But why is Kriya Shema 3 hours into the day? Because B'nai Malach rise up to 3 hours into the day, a luxurious existence. David was up from Eftu Chatzos, learning Torah, which created a certain, a fashionable model to follow, right? Which in turn created a certain peer pressure, right? This is what everybody is doing. If you want to be, you wanted to keep up with the Jones, right? So this is what you had to be doing, right? This was an example that David HaMelech provided, but this was the reality of Yerushalayim. You walked in there, you saw the elevated levels of Avodas Hashem that Kuzari describes. And you walked around the streets and who you were encountering. The people were around the Beis HaMikdash. You are encountering Nevi'im in the streets. You are encountering Nazirim. You are encountering members of the Sanhedrin. Members of the Sanhedrin times four. It's 71 times four because they had the 71 members of the Sanhedrin and then the three rows of the on deck, if we'll call it that. They always had three rows of on deck. Who are these people? These people were drafted all around Eretz Yisrael. They were constantly keeping track. People who got to the top were drafted. So you had there, you know, we think about the 10 Gedolei Ador. You think about the 10 Gedolei Ador. I don't know if we can reach 10, right? But here you're talking about, what, 71 times 4? I'll leave it to somebody else to do the math, right? 284 Gedolei Ador in the neighborhood. Yerushalayim wasn't such a big city, right? So who are you encountering in the streets? Right? You walk through the streets of Yerushalayim, of Ramat Beit Shemesh, and you expect to cross paths with one of our Rabbanim at least once a week, right? How many Chasher Rabbanim do we have in town? What do we have, 15, 20? Imagine if we had 480, right? So, and again, that's just the members of Sanhedrin. You had the Kohanim, who were there for their Mishmar, who were frequenting the streets of Yerushalayim, the Nazirim. You were talking about an atmosphere charged with Avodas Hashem. But what was the point of that? What was the point of that? The point of that was really the understanding that you're able to expose yourself to realities that you don't have today. The Malbim describes how the Aliyah L'Regel was. He says the Beis HaMikdash was the heart, Yerushalayim, was the heart of the Jewish people. But the Malbim, it's very amazing how the Malbim makes heart very literal. How does the heart work? How does the heart work? Of all the cells, all the cells of the body that are busy providing life to the body, they're traveling to the farthest ends of the body, right? But what do? They have to be rejuvenated. You say rejuvenated or only rejuvenated? What's that? So I'm talking about the rejuvenated without the re, right? When you are rejuvenated in the first place, it's not a word, I'm coining it. But how does it work? They go to the heart. That's where they pick up the oxygen, right? And they the lungs, the oxygen, the lungs, right? But then from the heart, from the lungs, the oxygen goes to the heart, right?
The blood goes from the heart to the lungs, and goes back to the heart, and it gets pumped. These are the doctors, why am I saying?
Well, whatever the case is, the system is, right? The system is that the life is there. Call it the heart lungs, okay? The heart lungs. The life is there. They have to come there in order to get it, and from there, they're thrust all around the body, to the farthest corners of the body. When they get there, they lose it, right? They get dehydrated, they turn blue, right? That's because they give out that oxygen. What do? They start the journey back. They go out with a lot more energy. The way back, they're moving up sluggishly, kind of like half dead. They want to come back in order to get that vitalized. That's what I was looking for, vitalized, right? To get vitalized again, and to make the journey once again to bring it out. So the Malbim says this was managed the reality of the Bnei Yisrael coming to the Aliyah L'Regel, spending time in Yerushalayim. They got that spiritual vitality that they needed. Then they carried it from there back to the farthest corners of Eretz Yisrael. By the time it wore off, they were coming back for another Aliyah L'Regel. Mamish, the same journey as the going back and forth, right, to become vitalized. So this is what we're missing today. I have to realize, this is l'maisa what we're missing today. I have to realize that our Yiddishkeit today is those dehydrated cells without that vitality. But the way the Kuzari puts it is, they were giving a preview of Tuesday's shiur. But the way the Kuzari puts it is, he says, he gives a whole mashal about how Eretz Yisrael, how the Beis HaMikdash was, yeah, the provider of vitality for all of Eretz Yisrael. So again, I'm making a long story short, but then the king asks the Chacham, you gave a beautiful mashal, but according to what you're saying now, you are like a body without a head. Because he says that the all of life pumped from, he talks about the brain, the heart, whatever it is, a body without a head, like there's no source of life. Because you're saying you basically made the Yerushalayim into the head and heart. You made the Beis Hamikdash into the head and heart. So today you're like a body without a head and heart. This is his kasha on the Jewish Chacham. The Jewish Chacham answer is, that's right. Today we are missing the vitality, the quality of the existence of Olam Hazeh that Hashem intended for us. We never experienced it. So it's hard to know what we're missing. But on the contrary, you know what? Again, like we said before, we're not trying to be broken, be devastated, to make ourselves feel devastated, decide to feel devastated. You can't decide to feel something. I'm not going to decide to feel devastated. What we decide to do is awareness of the fact that Hashem intended so much more for us. To focus on that. To focus on that Hashem intended for us in Yerushalayim. And that the fact that we don't have it is something that's paining Hashem kiviyachol. And at least to be pained by the fact that, not to be pained, forget it, awareness, that's what's in our hands. Our hands is the awareness. So focus on that awareness. Let the feelings of pain come with, again, even that, not to make our success of the 3 weeks totally in that. To focus on the awareness of that Hashem intended much greater things for us and that He still wants us to have them. Focusing on that enough, developing it over the 3 weeks, I don't even want to say, then the feelings of avilus will come, because I don't want to make it depend on that. That's not the avoida. That is, we'll almost call it a schar for the avoida. But the avoida is to focus on those awarenesses, to try to be aware of them, put ourselves into the ballpark, and then, Bezus Hashem, we've done ours. Okay.